The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
When she appeared in the video for White Snakes, Here I Go Again, which, by the way,
I wrecked banger. A lot of socks to that video. Just saying.
Well, why are you saying?
My mother caught me.
Caught you doing what?
You know, I was alone.
You mean?
She caught you? Where?
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Didn't need to know that.
That was a great video.
Based on the way you guys are talking about this video, could I have guessed that? Probably.
And again,
did I need it to be confirmed? That's one I could have.
Have you ever
without.
Seen the video?
No.
Glamour? All right, I'll tell you this, though. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Give me a break.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she put it.
Lots of things to be excited about on this Friday, everybody. Number one.
The weather?
Well,
I'll punch you in the face.
No, he's not wrong.
No.
It was 1 degree when I got in the car this morning, so that is number one. That's not the thing to be excited about, but I did hear that tomorrow, did you say four?
Below.
Negative four.
Yeah.
I had negative eight. So I win! Yay!
What is this, a golf tournament? The lower, the better?
I don't know.
But I heard that tomorrow will be in the 30s. High 30s.
Yeah, this is kind of a weird one-day bump, right? Usually it goes for a couple of days. This is just...
Yeah, like it did earlier this week.
A quick hitter.
But that's like something to be excited about. Hey, maybe I'll take my
kids. What's it
going to
be on Monday?
I haven't looked. Is that when you're back in Florida?
Yeah.
Shart and farter.
Hey.
What?
Suck it.
So that is something to be excited about, that we're supposed to get a warmer, warm-ish, warm-adjacent day tomorrow. And by tomorrow, our friend, our pal, our colleague, Gabe Neitzel, will have finally, hopefully, cross your fingers, toes, and everything, been able to eat solid foods again.
Guys, I miss texture. I just miss texture. So much.
Because tell the folks, tell the friends.
Who asked the question? When's the last time you had something hard in your mouth?
Who do you think asked the question?
You.
What have you been eating for the last 2 weeks? Give us the rundown. Give us the menu.
So soft foods, because of a dental procedure I had 2 weeks ago. Today I go in for the follow-up and hopefully get the all clear. So like... eggs, any style. I can do eggs. So I've done a lot of eggs.
We can tell.
Oatmeal, mashed potatoes, yogurts. My wife has also made a couple of soups that you then throw in the blender, kind of just smooth that out. Did that last night with a chili. It's not great. So just, yeah, pretty much anything smooth, because they were worried about anything not smooth or soft.
Hard, you can say it. I know you were trying to avoid it, but you can say it.
Just kind of getting food stuck between the teeth, which is what they didn't want, because I couldn't brush my upper teeth as everything was kind of healing up there. I had like this little gel I had to put up there, so... yeah, hopefully now, solid foods.
So what is the first thing when you get the all clear, again, cross your fingers, cross your toes, cross your eyes, that you are going to enjoy that is not of egg consistency?
So here's the tough part. So I had the thought of, all right, hey, you know, let's look to my wife. Hey, let's go to the Italian restaurant in River West, a couple blocks away from our house, Centro. It's fantastic. Fantastic place. Been there a few times. Couldn't get a reservation until 8:15 tonight.
Oh, you can't wait that long.
I am getting the all clear presumably around 3 o'clock. So I've got a 5-hour window.
5 hours?
Where I don't want to ruin the meal. However, there's a Culver's right next to the place where I go for my dentist. There is, I mean, pretty much any option that I
you gotta
possibly
go wings.
Want.
Wings. Puts the teeth to the test. Delicious. A lot of chewing. Hit a bone.
Just test it all out right away. I mean, there could be some restrictions still. So, we figured that Italian would be a nice, easy way to kind of get back into the swing of things of having, you know, harder foods.
I wish that we could live stream this. I wish we could live stream this 5-hour window from when Gabe gets the all clear from his dentist till the moment he sits down at the Italian restaurant, because I feel like it's going to be torturous. I mean, because you're probably going to want to eat, but also you don't want to ruin the experience, as you just said, of sitting down at the Italian restaurant with your wife.
And it's really good food.
Looking forward to this for 2 weeks. I feel like you would be like that Homer Simpson scene from The Simpsons where he is at the all-you-can-eat buffet and the crotchety old captain is like, "'Tis no man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine." Like, that's what I feel like you're going to be.
Yeah, but you
can't. If I get a snack pack from Culver's, I'll be fine, right?
You can't go with pasta. You got to get like a veal chop or something, right?
No, because again, my guess is they're going to want me to ease back in after not chewing and having.
I'm a little surprised you couldn't eat pasta. If you boil that stuff long enough, it basically is like eggs and mashed potatoes and soup and whatnot.
Why? What's your go-to at an Italian restaurant? I'm veal piccata all day long.
Really?
I like a good bolognese.
A what? Bolognese?
Bolognese.
Did you say...
I did.
Bolognese?
I said every word.
Very Wisconsin.
I hit every single
bolognese.
Consonant
I hope
in
the dentist is
the
listening
word.
And being like, I can't give that guy free will to eat food.
He just said bolognese.
Saw the word in my head, said it not the way it was supposed to be said.
How do you say the word B-O-L-O-G-N-A?
Bologna.
Bologna.
Thanks, Chewy. Thanks for ruining that. Much appreciated. You idiot.
I thought it was a test. I wanted to win.
You know what? That's true. We were testing him with spelling yesterday. Like, he just decided to dive in.
Okay,
first.
Okay. So, which has more letters, bolognese or remorseless?
Ugh.
That's funny.
Remorseless.
I don't know.
Why do you always ask these questions like you know the answer and then admit that you
just
don't?
Just err on the side of me not knowing and you having to Google the answer. Is remorseless the correct answer? Does remorseless have more letters than bolognese?
This is an Ashton job.
Or
no.
Bolognese? Remorseless has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can't count on the radio. I just can't count, period.
So remorseless has 11.
And bolognese has...
I don't know. I was hoping Ashton would look up bolognese.
It's not 11. I can tell you that for sure.
Less than 11?
It's bolognese has like 8.
What about the way Gabe pronounced it with a couple extra
That's
G's?
That's got 13, yeah. Bolognese.
Bolognese has 9.
Okay, so in between, let's fill the 5 right now. Let's fill the 5 hours. So Culver's is on the list?
Yeah, again, because it's just right there. It feels like I am going to be very weak.
You're
going to
pull out of the dentist parking lot into the
Culver's
drive-thru.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I got that. I'm following
this
along.
It's like right there.
What are you going to get at Culver's?
I feel like this is easy.
I mean, what?
You go butter burger and then a concrete mixer. Just get it. You need the soothingness of the custard and get some chunks in there to really work your teeth out. You know, get a Kit Kat or a Reese's Cup or something.
Trust me,
with
the
Oreo.
Diet he's been on, he hasn't had chunks in 2 weeks.
You know what I mean? Just get some chunks in your system. Get something hard in your mouth.
You got any recommend? You're really proud of yourself.
No, all right.
What recommendation? You have any recommendations for me other than, you know, trying to destroy my mouth?
Let me ask a question. Because is there a difference between bolognese and spaghetti?
You mean the sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is.
Because I made spaghetti and meatballs last night, and isn't the traditional way to put the noodles on the plate and then the sauce in
that would
the meatballs on top?
I don't like that way.
That's it. I would say.
So you like it mixed?
I like it mixed. Yeah. Wait. You put the sauce on the noodles before you put the noodles on the plate, or you're putting bare noodles on the plate?
The bolognese.
Bare
noodles. Yeah, bolognese is a type of sauce.
I don't do bare noodles.
But is that the right way to do it?
I mean, traditionally, yes. Sure. You would do noodles, then the sauce.
Okay.
That's the traditional way.
But I get it like that way, but I don't like it that way.
You like yours mixed, too.
I like it mixed.
Yeah. A lot of people will do that.
All right. Another question. Do you put meat sauce even though you're having meatballs?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to, yeah. Why not?
Of course.
I'm just asking.
I believe you have told us that your wife, sausage. Ooh, that's new.
Yeah, I get that tonight. What do you want? Sausage. Grind.
That's the other thing. Like, there's a really good chance.
She just texted.
There's a really good chance Palermo's just goes in right into my oven right when I get home.
Good idea.
That's
pizza.
Got,
you said you missed pizza the other day.
I do miss pizza.
Okay. I'm sorry. I believe Chewy just said his wife just yelled at him over text.
Yeah, she's a pain in the.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
You mean she's a lovely human being?
Are we all
so, Blammer's birthday today. Happy birthday, Blammer.
Happy birthday. Right.
So I had him over yesterday for a drink. So this is her text just now, and I took out, he doesn't drink, well, he'll drink anything.
Sure.
But I took out a nice bottle of wine
for
me to have with him to celebrate his birthday. Did you serve this expensive wine to the Blammer? Stop giving him anything worth more than $8.
Yeah.
That's what I have to deal with.
That's harsh.
You gotta stop by Trader Joe's and get some two buck chuck.
I bet you every time Chewy gets together with the Blammer, they're drinking bottom shelf.
She took a picture of the bottle of wine.
She did.
Went to Vivino, showed how much it costs. Texted it to me.
Can you send me that picture? Send a screenshot of that.
I live with.
Someone show him on a screenshot.
I put this bottle specifically in the bottom of the recycle bin where she had to dig down there and dig it out. That's my life.
I'm going to during a break. I'm going
to
during a break.
She didn't even take just a picture of the bottle.
She went to like wines.com.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's got a star rating on there. How much it should cost.
But it's his birthday. So on the birthday, you should get the expensive bottle of wine.
He didn't have a drop of it. That was just me.
Did you tell her that? That seemed important.
Wait, which is worse, though? Which is worse, drinking the entire bottle of the expensive wine by yourself?
But here's also the problem. It's not a problem, but here is, again, Chewy at the height of privilege over there. He has a wine cellar. How many bottles?
On the property.
Yes. How many bottles of more expensive wine than that one do you have in the cellar?
A lot.
What's the cheapest bottle of wine you have?
Was that the cheapest bottle of expensive wine?
The cheapest is probably 20 something. Well, this was Vivino. It had it at $30 for the bottle.
See, I've got a bottle in there that's that egregious to me.
Probably $450 is the most expensive in there.
Yeah.
But there's the drinkable wine and there's the wine you don't touch. That's a drinkable wine.
And I would say this, like if I'm going over to any of y'all's house, let's say that you guys are having people over individually.
Yeah.
I would want to bring a bottle of wine over as a housewarming gift, and I would want it to be probably in the $30 and up range.
Correct.
I'm not walking into your house with a
$7. No, you and Dario brought over a $60 bottle of wine when you came over for the Ashy Bash.
It's true, we did.
Artemis. And that's still there.
See, what Chewy
does... That's not drinkable wine. That's sit there and let it do its thing.
When Chewy is invited to places, he brings a bottle of wine... But he brings it for himself
because
he wants to make sure he's not drinking your swill. He wants to drink the good stuff.
Can you get an $8 bottle of red wine?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Target has aisles and aisles of $8.
Again, go to Trader Joe, $2 chuck.
Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah. I think that it's the fact that it's his birthday means you can do a little more than you normally would. If it's a random Thursday in April, then maybe you sit there and go, well, he doesn't care either way. So it's more economical to do the
but also
the old
a $30 target. Bottle of wine, it's not bad.
No.
It's a pretty average bottle of wine, is it not?
I do think, though, that what Angie did, not to narc on my gender over here,
yes,
pretty par for the course. I'm not going to lie, okay? Yeah. If they're like, I was thinking the other day, there was like a ripped open Amazon bag that I saw kind of in the corner of the garbage, right? And I was like, well, what is this? What did we buy from Amazon, right? That I'm inspecting the Amazon package. Like, there's no clues. There's no, like, forensic evidence on the bag.
It's just a bag that says it's from Amazon.
This is normal behavior?
You buried
like, I could never say,
I'm terrified now.
$450 for a hairdryer. Really? That's weird.
You're right, Chewy.
You can get those at Target for $8 never, too.
The other day, I just want to throw this out there before we get to Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The other day, we're out to breakfast with my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, and all the kiddos. Dario's there as well. And we start talking about the concerts coming to Milwaukee and how we should all kind of figure out what ones we want to go to and then start aligning our schedules so that we can figure out who wants to go to what. And I said, oh, guys, by the way, I have tickets to Bruce Springsteen. And it was like, you do? You got tickets to Bruce Springsteen? I said, I did. My sisters, how many did you buy? I said, 4. And they were like, weren't those super expensive? And I was like, where is that corned beef
at? Where's the spam?
Dario starts Googling on his phone and he goes, yes. How much did you spend on those tickets? And I was like, and we're gathering here this morning to celebrate Ace's big day.
We should be thankful for the time we have with each other.
Dario says, I get yelled at for spending 50 bucks on a battery, and she's over here buying Springsteen tickets.
So she knew that you had a bottle of wine and was curious which one it was and went digging through the recycling? Is that what happened here?
Yes.
Because you said you put it at the bottom of the recycling.
I know. Sometimes I lie about him coming over.
You've
does been a honest. Deep dive.
Yeah, yes. You've been honest with us about those lies.
So now I just come clean. I'm like,
why lie?
For sport.
Because men,
hold on. Don't loop me into this
men
discussion.
Men constantly walk on eggshells because of their wives. Constantly.
Play it.
Doesn't have to be just wives.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
Like, I know very few wives that walk on eggshells because of their husbands. Am I right?
But there are some.
Do you guys like just to yell at
spouse? But like, I do think that we were born with like an extra chromosome /gene/chip of like wanting to investigate, wanting to like there's that old meme of like, if you and your girlfriends are out and she meets a guy at the bar, all you need is the last 2 digits of his phone number and the name of his nephew, and she could find who he was.
That's true.
You don't even need a first name.
My wife is very good at finding people on the internet.
And I will say,
very good.
You want friends like that. Can confirm, you want friends like that, but also freaky. Not good.
Like, I swear to God, there have been times when people went, oh, I'm trying to remember this person's name. They barely get the last name out, and my wife already has, like,
yes.
You know, the C-cap up of that person.
Oh,
C-cap. Facebook, I live in that LinkedIn. Household. You got all of the things. You could put together a really nice picture of someone's life just from information on the internet. You know what other types of friends you want to have? Jason Wilde. We have him coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Play tomorrow. Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
Always a pleasure to check in with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde on a Friday when we're already a little loopy looking forward to the weekend. Good morning, Jason.
The pleasure is all mine.
Loopier than usual. I was going to ask you what your first hard food would be, as Gabe will be hopefully off of his soft diet. But before we get to that, Chewy's wife sent him a text message where she found a bottle of wine in the bottom of the recycling bin. She went to wines.com, figured out how much that bottle of wine cost, and then sent him a text message asking if he did in fact have this bottle of wine that cost this much last night with his buddy, the Blammer. Does Paula do stuff like that? Because I said that I think that like investigative thread is kind of just in there. Like, women have that like gene of like being able to excavate information. Is Paula, does she do that?
No, I'm more likely to do that to her, I think.
And you're not afraid?
No, I don't live in fear like you do.
I don't think anybody does.
So is this bottle of wine such a remarkably valuable bottle?
No, it was $30, Jason.
Okay.
It was more, Jason, it was more of who I was drinking it with, who she struggles with from time to time.
He's called the Blammer.
Yeah.
A Chernobyl corn, if you will. You can use that name as well.
Oh, yeah. That one rolls off the tongue easier. You're right.
Does he have a real name, or did he, like, legally change it?
He's got a ton. He's Doc. He's Bro. Blammer. Chernobyl corn. But he's a mooch. He's a mooch. And she has a problem with his moochiness. Like, Ashy Bash. We had the Ashy Bash at the lake house where Ashton took the Rot's Hot Machine out there.
Machine.
And these like guys Mr. were machine. All there.
It was just spitting so out bratwurst.
So Jason, he is leaving. And my wife looks over and like, why is the line so long? Well, the Blammer is at the front of the line feeding all his family at home and has got like bag after bag after bag.
Like doggy bags from the food truck.
And she's like, are you kidding me? So it's an extension of that. It's his, it's his moochiness that drives her crazy.
But full disclosure, Jason, Chewy says that the Blammer didn't even drink the bottle of wine. It was all Chewy.
It was me.
I would like to defend Chewy briefly for calling it the Rot's Hot Machine, because I immediately thought of the mystery machine.
Scooby-Doo.
And it's not really a machine that spits out, you know, solutions to mysteries. It's just
or even mysteries, like where is JonBenet? Who can say?
Yeah, so I got to deal with that today.
All right. Well, I can't wait to someday meet the Blammer and loan him $20.
Don't expect it back. Jason, what's the next biggest dates we're looking at here?
Oh, good question. I don't have a hard and fast date for it, but, you know, obviously a week from Sunday will be the Super Bowl. I would assume a day or two or three after the Super Bowl, Rodgers will tell the Packers and Pat McAfee and the rest of us that he has decided that he does indeed want to play in 2023, and then we begin the process of, well, are the Packers going to put together a roster that he would like to be part of, or will it be a roster that he views as being a rebuilding roster, and thus he will at least start to consider and act like he's willing to be traded, and then we'll see if he actually goes through with it. I you know, again, I'm trying to keep a positive attitude. Earlier this week, I got a little bit downtrodden as I thought about the journey before us. But, you know, we had our silly Groundhog Day show yesterday where we played all these various clips that could have been from 15 years ago or from 2 years ago or from 2 weeks ago, and we had fun with that. I'm trying to keep a positive attitude, but while there isn't a hard and fast date, I thought he was very clear on Tuesday that there are now, in his mind, two separate decisions. First, whether he wants to play, which, again, I've never believed that he didn't want to play. And then the second one will be where that will turn out to be that he's playing. So, you know, those are the Aaron Rodgers mileposts. Obviously, the start of the league year isn't until March. So February is kind of this dead zone for actual, like, required dates of things that are going to be significant. But, you know, Bakhtiari's got a roster bonus on the third day of the league year, and Aaron Jones, they have to make a decision on him and figure things out with him. So there's a lot of things that'll be happening, but not in the immediate future. The scouting combine about a week after the Super Bowl is really the next thing on the NFL's agenda.
I mean, I guess I don't know when we're going to hear from Rodgers again, but we'll certainly hear from LaFleur and Gutekunst during that process at the combine and stuff, correct?
Yeah, I think Goody has gone to a new thing now where, which is great for me because it saves me a trip to Indianapolis, where he talks to us actually before he goes to Indy, which I am a big fan of. You know, now, Mike McCarthy used to take us out to lunch. And we would all sit, and it was like an hour-long interview, but then we would also lunch and some off-the-record kind of connectivity, which, again, I know Mike McCarthy has his foibles as a coach, but in terms of his human interaction, I've always thought that he was really, really good about that and about caring about people as human beings. But we haven't done that during the LaFleur-Goody era, but we have done this thing where before Goody leaves for Indy, again, there's also the thing, and I don't know what the Packers' plan is. I haven't asked, but there's been in recent years a pulling back of coaches actually going to the combine. Like they just don't. Some of them aren't even bothering to go anymore, which I think is interesting. And we'll see if LaFleur is part of that group.
Sorry, I was responding to a text on the text chain. If we're being honest. Sorry, I was. Somebody was asking me why we weren't talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo with Jason Wilde. I said, don't overcomplicate it. He's the Packers reporter.
You don't have to respond to everyone.
No, that's true, but that one got under my skin. Jason, Devontae Adams obviously puts that thing out on his social media account. Now everybody wants to know if Rodgers is going out to the Raiders. Where would you rank the Raiders as far as teams that he could potentially go to?
I'm sorry, I was responding to this text from Paul.
Totally understandable.
We're having a multitasking problem on the show this morning.
No, I was just giving them grief. So here's the thing, and I am generally, I try very hard not to be dismissive of anything now, right? Ever since, and I'll tell you the tipping point, ever since an employee of a Kansas City liquor store broke the news that they were extending Patrick Mahomes because all the Chiefs brass came in and bought a bunch of wine that, you know, Chewy's wife would have found in the bottom of the recycling bin and everybody would have been in trouble. So I try not to be dismissive of anything. The Twitter account that asked Devontae what neighborhood Rodgers was moving into in Las Vegas is the same account that had Devontae having bought a home in Las Vegas like a year ago, right before he got traded to Las Vegas. And so I don't want to just dismiss it as, oh, they're goofing around, right? And so obviously that account, which like focuses on Las Vegas area real estate, had some tips that Rodgers, which could be erroneous, was buying a home in Summerlin, which is where all these wealthy Las Vegas sites, it's the suburb that they all live in. It's where Devontae is. So his response, if there's truth to him buying in Vegas, saying that he's in his neighborhood, would be noteworthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to be to bring up the Scooby-Doo gang for the second time in this appearance, following these breadcrumbs and then unmasking Aaron Rodgers on the Vegas Strip. And he said, I would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for Twitter. But I am not just going to dismiss this out of hand as if this is just some quirky thing and they're goofing around on social media. They very well might be. But, you know, the question I would have is, I think there was some reticence on Rodgers' part when, after McCarthy got fired and they went through the interview process that eventually hired Matt LaFleur, I'm not sure he really would have been excited about Josh McDaniels getting the Packers job. I think he, and maybe that would have been good for him, I don't know, as we look at things now 4 years later. But I really wonder if that would be something he'd want to do or not, play for Josh McDaniels. So, again, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, whether it was tracking Brett Favre's airplane on FlightAware or seeing what Al Jones wrote in the Biloxi Sun-Herald or whatever else it was, we did this with Favre, and now this is kind of a 15 years later with social media in the mix, how we're going to be going through this whole Rodgers process.
Jason, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, man.
All right, I'll talk about Giannis on our show, I guess.
Giannis. There we go. All right. Took care of that. He's Jason Wilde. You can, of course, hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here on ESPN Milwaukee. We've got Craig Karmazin. What is Craig has some role with the Bucks, doesn't he? There's something. He's tied to the Bucks.
He's small,
connected to the Bucks. He's got. He's invested in the Bucks.
He's maybe giving we'll away talk, his Bucks tickets.
Maybe we'll talk to Craig Karmazin about the Bucks coming up next. I think that would make Dusty from Burlington very, very happy.
X Golf at American Family Field is the latest destination for golfers, Brewers fans, and dining. It features a full bar and restaurant menu. You can enjoy food and drinks while overlooking the field. X Golf has 7 simulators inside American Family Field, HD TVs, the ballpark backdrop. It makes for a perfect place to get together for a happy hour. Maybe you want to get together for a night out, maybe a viewing party, or a celebration. X Golf at American Family Field opens 7 days a week and conveniently located located inside American Family Field for you to get there anytime you want. Visit xgolfamfamfield.com to book and learn more.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I'm like part of the overall home office team that was fortunate enough to be invited to the party. So I'm attending. I've already RSVP'd, so I will be there.
Fridays with Mo.
I've never been somewhere before that was usable.
For what it's worth,
Charlotte Airport, which has some great sleeping pods.
Is there a prophylactic rubber in there?
No, there is not.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It's
We appreciate, we value, we cherish our time with Craig Karmazin on Fridays.
Yeah.
She's overselling.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, cherish.
Cherish?
I cherish Thursday night games.
Madonna.
Is it?
I think it's
yes,
Madonna.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Madonna.
What's wrong with cherish?
Cherish is the word you used to remind me of.
Yes. Well, wait, I think you messed that up a little bit, but close.
Cherish is the word I used to remind me of.
Is it used to as in past tense or used to?
Oh. I don't know. Good point. I cherish 9 o'clock Thursday. I cherish 9:20 Thursday starts, which for some reason like really threw people off in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh my goodness, but it was so late, Craig. Like
morning show?
Sure.
But,
yes.
No. I feel like it's Thursday in February. Like, there's not like in Wisconsin, there's not much to like break up the winter. So, like, the idea of like a Thursday, have fun late night Thursday night into a Friday. Like, I don't know. I feel like people were a little victim-y around that game.
Seems like you're trying to cling to a youth that you no longer have.
No, I mean, I wasn't, like, getting wasted before the game, but, like, you know what? Stay a little late at work, have a few vodkas, and enjoy your time.
Spoken like somebody who did not have Harper last night. That's what I'm going to say, because if she had school this morning, and had to be up at 7 a.m., I don't know that you'd be, like, singing the praises of the start of last night's Bucks game. They did end up winning the game. Go ahead.
I had my trainer at 6 a.m. I was up to do the trainer, but, yeah, no, it was a slow starting game for the crowd, for the Bucks, for everybody. But what a great regular season NBA game!
So the Bucks did hold on for the victory, and Giannis again with another fantastic performance. I am looking at the scoring leaders right now in the NBA. He is currently fourth behind Doncic, Jokic, and Embiid. Why isn't Giannis getting more love from an MVP standpoint?
It's funny though when you say those names, right? Like, think about the fact that, yeah, there has not been a U.S. Native or born MVP now for a while, and there may not be for a while. When you think about the list of names and the young guys coming up, and you know a certain rookie next year coming into the league from France, I think there's like the fatigue, right? I think we all see it. Like, Michael Jordan wasn't going to win 12 MVPs in a row, and you know it's who has the last like 70-point triple double. So now there'll be a lot of buzz around Giannis for a day, and then Luka will have a 68-24-11 game, and then he'll be the guy.
He scored 20 of his 54 points in the fourth quarter as they went on to win the game 106-105. There is also talk of Jay Crowder potentially being an addition to this Bucks team. Gabe was just saying during the break he doesn't know if it's going to happen. He's not sure if it's going to happen. Where do you stand on the Jay Crowder situation?
I stand on that I am building a house and I like my money, so I don't want any kind of tampering fines, no matter how much you would want me to talk about a player from another team. It's not something I would do, but I love Jay Crowder at Marquette.
So you have this ticket giveaway. How long have you been doing that now, with or without Craig?
With or Without Craig goes back a while. I mean, Gabe, the first year was that Chris Middleton buzzer beater against the Heat. So was that like 2016 now?
I think that was
14.
Totally
so my
different era.
2014? Are you serious?
That was the same game that Jabari Parker tore his ACL the first time.
So my job is to tell the fan that it'll be a better experience to go without you. What's the breakdown? Is it 50-50? The people that go with you or without you?
I feel like only one person decided to go without Craig. I could be wrong on that. But
no, there's been a movement. There's been a movement afoot to go without me in recent years.
Well, Chewy's been leading it, apparently.
I wouldn't say my brand is on the rise here. So if this is like year, I know we missed some COVID years. So I think this is year 8. And I think I might be at like maybe 5-3 at this point, I guess it's 5-2, and this is the 8th year of it. I guess there's only two without.
Was the downfall when the lady took the stuff you bought her and then sold it on eBay? Was that really the downfall where people started to decide to go without you?
No, I think that that actually gave me a little rebirth. This woman, she had given me this whole pitch about her family and like all this, and I was like, God, like, I feel like it's kind of the winter and her family's gonna be cold. And I bought her all these sweatshirts and I went to the team store and like did all this stuff. And I like, God, did I feel good about myself? I got her pictures with every single person in the organization, the owners, the players, the coaches, the everybody. And I was like, God, I feel good about myself. I've made a Bucks fan for life and I've done all this, until one of our teammates was like, hey, Craig, I just met some lady at a gas station. She sold me a bunch of stuff, and it was all the stuff you had bought her. And, you know what? She needed the money more than she needed the gear. I was happy for her as well.
So what's the game with you, and what's the game without you?
So the game with me is the Orlando Magic. The game, which, I mean, do you understand how exciting the Magic are? I mean, Gabe. I mean, the Magic are probably one of the most intriguing teams in the NBA to see, with the NBA Rookie of the Year.
I mean, I don't know if I would go that far.
Thank you. Okay.
But the Magic are much better, though, Chu, than when you think of the Magic in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, where they've just been horrible.
Yeah.
They are a young, fun team that's probably going to miss the playoffs, but they're on the uptick. They're
Penny
certainly
Hardaway
on the
top. And
I think
Shaq.
They have Chewy. Yeah. They would have your favorite player, Chewy.
Who?
They have a player. Oh. Manute Bol's son. Bol Bol.
Oh.
I mean, how do you not love Bol Bol?
How tall is he?
7'4".
Wasn't he on the Celtics?
No, that's Taco Fall.
Taco Fall.
I get him confused.
Well, it sounds like something you'd have to choose between at Chipotle.
Do I want the Bol Bol or the Taco Fall?
And then, Craig, what's the game without?
Do you think they ever get confused for each other at the airport? Like, that's got to be annoying. So the without me is the Miami Heat,
it's
a grinding. Who wants to go see the Heat at this point, right?
Gabe.
I mean, the Magic are so much more interesting.
Take the contest out of it. What game are you going to?
There is only one more team that's more annoying than the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference, and that's the Boston Celtics.
Sure.
But the Heat are annoying. Heat culture.
Why are they?
Take your culture and shove it up your you-know-what.
Okay.
But
and when's
you know
that?
What? If you're a Wisconsin sports fan, right, you know, and Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, like there's a lot of connections to that team and a lot of reasons why people might want to see the Miami Heat, who've been a NBA finalist, who've the Bucks eliminated en route to their NBA World Championship. So I can't blame anyone if they choose to go without me, if they don't want, you know, to go into the owner's room. They don't want to, you know, meet all the celebs. They don't want to hang with me. I totally understand that someone wouldn't want to do that.
Even though it's very obvious that you feel bad when people decide not to go with you. Just want to put that out there.
I mean, a little piece of me dies each time.
But if you're okay with that, well, then have so much fun. Craig, we have one more thing we want to get.
If it were me, but how would you go with me, right? In the scope of things, you have the chance to sit on the court at a Bucks game. There's no experience like it in all of sports. And, like, you have that boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, kid, dad, mom. Like, I feel like people ultimately at the end of the day, as much as I joke about it, should go without me. Like, I mean, it's a pretty amazing one-time thing to be able to do.
But the problem, Craig, is you get easily distracted and you know everyone in the arena. So that person is going to get lost and is going to be standing by themselves for a large amount of time. Because I've been to a game with you. That's what you do.
I think the only people I actually like at the games are the ushers. So, like, I will get you pictures with all of the ushers at Pfizer Forum because they are the coolest people in the building.
I can't tell if you're selling this or if you are sabotaging this at this point. Yesterday, speaking of sabotage, we're in the middle of our show while we're in the middle of our first segment. And all of a sudden, Craig, the fire alarm starts going off in our studio. Ashley, play what we went through yesterday during the first segment of the show. Right, because that's actually Maverick. I call this one Maverick, and he's like the card game movie. Anyway,
that can't be good.
What is that?
That would appear to be a fire alarm that's now going off in the middle of the show.
Looks like we can go.
Well, you knew that was coming. You knew that Chewy was going to say, "Well, I'm out of here." What's the deal, man? What's the deal with the fire alarm?
So we have talked to the city of Milwaukee, and there is no waiver. There is no anything. It's illegal to not have the sound go off in a studio. And I'm sure other radio stations just like break the code, but we're in a pretty high profile location right there in the Avenue and the Third Market Street Food Hall. Like, we legitimately would be fined and breaking code if we were to any way not have those, and we would be putting the lives of you at risk by not having
them. But couldn't
that.
You just so have it go off in Ashy's production room, and then Ashy would tell us, on a day that he likes us, he would tell us that there was a fire alarm going off.
When we see him running for the hills, I think we know we should follow him.
Golf me, it's fine.
So it's.
I feel like Ashton would protect the equipment.
Yeah, I would.
Good call.
Yeah, I'd get you guys out of the studio and protect the mics.
All right, so it's illegal to not have the alarm go off in the studio, which is why yesterday, for the first, in the first 15 minutes of the show, we had that egregious, just awful noise, and there ended up not being a fire. Just full disclosure, I don't want anyone to think that we were just being flippant with this.
Do we know
it was a false alarm?
Which I feel like everyone else in America, like at a radio station, just like disables it in some way, but like we have a major rule follower who leads our facilities team. It happens to be her birthday today, and she does not like number twos in the bathroom next to you, and she does not let us disable the fire alarms.
Sounds like you're afraid of her too.
We didn't tell Craig that story, but we can tell him offline. Yeah. Craig, we appreciate you. Thanks for joining us, and we will have Gabe remind people how they can get the Craig's with or without you tickets to the Bucks game sitting on the floor in the next few weeks. Thanks, Craig.
Well, cherish is the word you used to remind me of, but you don't anymore.
Remind me of, right?
Bye, guys.
Ah, this is a great song.
Madonna is touring again, Shu.
Has she ever done the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
She has.
This sounds like the 80s, by the way. It's just screaming.
Just a little boppy.
80s, yeah.
It's a great song. Craig, are you going with Uncle Butch?
Wait. Chewy, did you hook up with Madonna? Wasn't there some you and Madonna thing? I don't want to get you in trouble.
He's not trouble enough this
morning. I'm going home. Where's the fire alarm? I'm pulling that sucker. You're an idiot.
I mean, Angie wasn't. Come on. This is decades before Angie. Come on. What? There was some kind of Madonna thing.
Callers, if you could call in and give me an appropriate payback for my boss, it would be deeply appreciated. Thank you. Hang
on. Right, have a good weekend, everybody.
Here comes the text. You're such an idiot.
Wait, so you blew off Cindy Crawford, but you didn't blow off Madonna?
Do we need a commercial? Gabe's got to do a read.
What we're about to do is going to be better than hearing your Madonna story. You have
it was
a Madonna.
Janet Jackson. It wasn't Madonna.
All right, I feel like we'll hear about that next, question mark?
I mean, we're going to pressure him next, that's
Gabe?
For sure.
Gabe, all you?
No. No, I'm out. I'm sweating and it's freezing in here.
I can see you sweating. He's very nervous right now.
Lord. Bless me, Father.
For I have sinned.
Again, we were just talking with Craig Carpenter about With or Without Craig, one of the great contests we run here each and every year. So from now through February 12th, register at ESPNWisconsinContest.com to win Good Karma Brands founder and CEO Craig Carpenter's courtside Bucks seats. Again, the winner gets to choose between sitting with Craig on March 1st for Bucks Magic, or you get to bring a guest with you and go to the February 24th game to watch the Bucks take on the Heat without Craig. It's with or without Craig. Sponsored by the Milwaukee Bucks and Gruber Law Offices. Full contest rules and details are online at ESPNWisconsinContests.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGuanago weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
This is a good Madonna song, but not appropriate to what you have been doing the entire break, which is "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Like a Prayer, I think, is the go-to here for Madonna. You're so uncomfortable still.
I am. Can we go to the top of the hour?
He's just nervous.
I'm good. Nothing.
You didn't do anything wrong.
No. Did I tell the story?
No.
Oh. It's not nothing much of a story. She just called my handler.
What was it?
The day before the concert and said, I have backstage passes for you if you want to come. And I said, what do you think I did, Gabe?
Well, seeing as how you blew off Cindy Crawford, you blew off playing around at Augusta National, my guess is you blew it off.
Bingo.
Your life is like one of those choose-your-own-adventure books.
Yeah.
You know?
He could have been Forrest Gump and had all these great stories, but he decided to go get hammered with Brett instead.
But I'll still get in trouble for doing absolutely nothing, and I didn't even know my wife in 96. But I'll still be grounded. Back to the $8 bottle of wine.
I was about to say, aren't you already grounded after the wine?
What?
Aren't you already grounded after the wine with the blammer?
No, as long as she knows that he didn't have any.
Okay.
It's out for DNA testing right now, all the wine glasses. And once those results come back, then I'm clear. Because my buddy Jake on the lake just texted. He said, would Angie say anything if you were opening that bottle for me? Not one thing. Nothing. So, happy birthday, Blammer.
I also think that was Jake's way of saying, you can invite Mia, too.
Yeah.
You can invite me over as well.
Oh, God. I just hope I'm not in trouble.
When will you know if you're in trouble or not? Like, when you see her later this afternoon, or is she going to send you a text before that? Like, if you get to 10 o'clock and you haven't heard anything from her, are you...
In the clear.
In the clear, you're wiping the brow...
She's probably making it cook right now.
What?
With the no text. Like no's and then Tuesday. Oh, so I heard about the radio show. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know I'm barely there even when I'm
there. He was waiting to do that though, Craig. Well, that was not spontaneous. That was like...
Well, he probably has... I mean, in fact, not probably. I know he has the most dirt on you. And this isn't even dirt. This isn't even dirt.
No.
But he has the most stories. You've probably told him the most stories.
Yes. But I could go out tonight, which I can't tell you the last time I stayed out till 3 a.m. with Craig or whoever, and I wouldn't be in a lick of trouble. Nothing. But now?
But blowing off Janet Jackson.
It's kind of like you get that 25 years progress ago. Report, you know what I mean? From school, and you're like, God, I hope my father doesn't see this, you know? And you think you're in the clear, and all of a sudden, what the hell is this?
Ryan, I'm going to go out and go weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. I kind of like the which celebrities did Chewy not hook up with segment every Friday. We got to take a break. We roll on right after this.